This is a CBC podcast. With great new shows, podcasts, concerts on demand, and internet music channels, there are so many ways to enjoy the new CBC Radio 2. Go to cbc.ca/radio2 for a music mix you won't hear anywhere else. CBC Radio 2. Everywhere music takes you.
Hello, I'm Stuart McLean, and this is the Vinyl Cafe. Well, welcome to the show. Today's the day we present the Vinyl Cafe Arthur Awards. It's our fourth annual presentation of the Arthurs, a set of awards named after Dave's dog, Arthur, and designed to honor the things that too often go unnoticed. The small and maybe unimportant things of life, the things that we have learned, however, through our long and mostly unimportant life, are often the most important things of all. I've always enjoyed this show. We're going to turn to the phones in a moment, and when we do that, we never know what's going to happen, and I like that. We'll get to our first award in a moment, but first, some music to get us in the mood. This is Ndidi Onukulu with Move Together.
We'll work it out. We can get there faster if we all
move together.
We can get there faster if we all
move together.
We can get there faster if we all
move together.
We can get there faster if we all
move together.
There's no lines waiting there for us. We'll bypass them all. There's no lines waiting there for us. We can move past them all. We can get there faster if we all
move together.
We can get there faster if we all
move together.
We can get there faster if we all
move together.
We can get there faster if we all
move together.
There's no time to think about ourselves. We gotta let it go, you see. There's no time to think about ourselves. Otherwise, we'll live in misery. If we all
move together,
we can get there faster. If we all
move together,
we can get there faster. If we all
move together,
we can get there faster. If we all
move together,
well, it's time to open our hearts. It's time to let ourselves be free. It's time to open our hearts. Otherwise, we'll live in misery. We can get there faster. If we all if we all move, if we all move together.
That was Ndidi Onukulu with Move Together. And that song, well, that song pretty well sums up the sentiment of today's show. In case you missed it, we're celebrating small acts of kindness on the Vinyl Cafe today. It's our annual Arthur Awards show, awards that celebrate outstanding performance in the day-to-day business of life. And I'd like to begin this year's awards with a nomination that came in from Rowan McVeigh of Toronto, Ontario. Dear Stuart, writes Rowan, I'd like to tell you about my friend Andy. Andy's a broad, scary-looking bald man who's harsh and sarcastic, but he's got a soft, gooey center when it comes to animals. Andy volunteers at the local animal shelter. He started out nursing newborn kittens, but his real passion is the small animals. Small animals often get short shrift at the animal shelter. The focus tends to be on the cats and dogs. But there are also rats, mice, guinea pigs, ferrets, and bunnies. Many, many bunnies. Bunnies multiply, well, you know how it works. Last month, the shelter where Andy volunteers took in a lovely bunny named Blueberry. Blueberry has rear leg paralysis. She's young and strong and playful. She likes people, but she can't get around. Some rear paralysis animals can manage on just their front legs, but bunnies hop, and their rear legs provide most of their locomotive power. You can buy wheelchairs for bunnies, but they cost $300 and up. And some months, the shelter barely has the money for basic cleaning supplies, let alone $300 for a single animal. My friend Andy has always been clever with his hands, so he decided he'd build a wheelchair for Blueberry. Because of this wheelchair, Blueberry's now able to move around the shelter, visiting the other bunnies in their cages, poking her nose at them and being poked back. There are lots of problems in this world, and chances are hardly anyone cares about one paralyzed rabbit in an animal shelter filled with needy animals. It's a tiny problem in a big world. But Blueberry's world was very small, and if it wasn't for Andy building that wheelchair, it would have stayed a whole lot smaller. And that's why I would like to nominate my friend Andy for an Arthur Award. Yours sincerely, Rowan McVeigh. Well, Rowan, we agree with you, and we're going to begin the 2008 Vinyl Cafe Arthur Awards by calling your friend Andy and giving him the first award of this year. Here we go. Andy?
Speaking.
Andy, it's Stuart McLean phoning from CBC Radio.
Holy crow! Well, hi.
Hi.
Mr. McLean, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am a little shocked and awed, but I will get over it.
Well, I'll tell you, I should begin then by telling you why I'm phoning. I received a letter from Rowan McVeigh, who you may or may not know.
I know her very well. She's my best friend.
Well, Rowan nominated you for an Arthur Award.
Oh, my.
For what you've done for Blueberry the Rabbit.
Oh, my.
And we're phoning you today to tell you you've won an Arthur Award.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, have you got a moment?
I will make time for this, by golly.
Oh, thank you. Well, tell me about Blueberry. How did she end up in the shelter, do you know?
I don't know specifically because I'm a volunteer and not an animal intake worker. I came in one day, and the animal care worker, her name is Ruth Ann, she pointed out Blueberry to me and said that she couldn't even sit upright. If she ended up on her side, she would just lay there without the ability to do anything other than really literally just lay there. So it was really very sad because otherwise she was very good-spirited. She loved to be held. She loved to be cuddled and scratched. And otherwise completely healthy.
So you decided to build a bunny wheelchair.
That is correct.
Now, is this something that a bunny would sit in while someone pushed it around?
No, this is actually something that's designed for her to use by herself.
Motorized, I guess?
No, not at all, not at all. Maybe you can think of like a gurney, like a hospital gurney, but just two wheels, not four wheels, and rather than a soft flatbed, more of a hammock. And her hindquarters rest in this hammock, and then she wears sort of a cloth front harness, almost like a horse harness, that sort of holds her in place and holds her against this gurney. And then she pulls herself forward on her front two legs.
Oh, it's like she's pulling a cart.
Yeah, it's very much like she's pulling a cart, but she's pulling herself on the cart.
What's it made out of?
I work mostly when I build it all, I work in wood, but I knew that wood isn't terribly durable and that she would chew on it. And also, wood isn't good around animal because it absorbs a lot of stuff, and then it gets smelly, and then you don't want to deal with it anymore. So I had to find a material that was relatively cheap, relatively light, and that I knew how to work with. I chose copper piping, like you would have under the sink in your house. It's lightweight, it's not terribly expensive, it's easy to cut, and it's easy to solder. So the frame is made out of copper piping. So I put a couple of wheels on either side of the frame, and then the harness itself is a standard animal harness, like you might have a small animal on a leash.
So how do you build a thing? Like you'd have to measure her up for it or something. For
that's correct. I have an engineering degree, not in bunny wheelchair building.
But you're putting it to good use.
Yeah, this is actually probably one of the first times I put my engineering degree to good use.
Tell me about the first time you put Blueberry in her chair.
she was a little panicked, honestly. She didn't really understand what we were doing, and you have to strap her in place. And, you know, she tried to struggle out of it, but I had expected that would probably be the case. So I built the strapping system in such a way that she'd be held in comfortably but firmly. And then she found that she could actually drag herself forward on her front two paws. And now she's, you know, now we're probably about 2 months later. She's really good at it. In fact, when I come into the shelter, I pick her up and I put her in the chair, and she scoots all around the floor, and she likes to visit the other rabbits in their cage. She'll sort of sit in her chair beside the cage, and the other rabbit will sit right on the other side of the door and just sort of sit beside her. And it's really nice to see. It's nice to see her get that social activity.
What happens when you try and put her in the chair now? Does she...
Oh, no. When I come into the shelter now, she... well, this is sort of an interesting offshoot. You know, the chair has been kind of like therapy for her. It's given her a way to strengthen her front two legs in a way that she probably wouldn't have been able to do before. So now, even when she's in the chair, she can kind of pull herself around a little bit on her front two legs inside of her pen. And now when I come into the shelter, she knows me. And she perks up and she drags herself to the front of the pen, and I pick up the chair, and she's ready. She sits very calmly while I put her in it.
Andy?
Yes, sir.
Why did you do this?
Because she needed it. I mean, it really seems very simplistic, but that's the real truth. Blueberry is just a sweet animal that's in a really bad situation. We have probably right now upwards of 50, 60, 70 rabbits at the shelter. So now at least... I've given her a chance. Now I've solved the biggest obstacle that anybody might have about adopting her. She's mobile, and she already has the equipment. So, and it's nice, you know, it's nice for her, too. It's, I don't know, things are really complicated. So the world's a complicated, complicated place, and it's hard to tell if you're doing something good or doing something bad. I am absolutely certain that in building this wheelchair, I made the world a tiny, tiny, tiny better place.
Well, that's an Arthur if I've ever heard of one.
I'm pleased to hear that. I didn't do it for the Arthur.
No, I can tell. Some people listening today would say that building a wheelchair for a rabbit is not the most important thing a guy could do, that he should be helping other people who are in need.
I agree that building a wheelchair for a rabbit maybe isn't the most important thing to do. I think it's important, you know, just that people do something. I mean, I would be absolutely thrilled if everybody did a little something extra for their society. And this is where I chose to do it. And I think there are people out there who have skills that work very well with other people. My skills aren't necessarily people-based. My skills are certainly animal-based. And you know, the sad truth is not a lot of people want to care about the rats and the rabbits and all the small animals. And so those people that can and will, well, they should, and I do.
And that's why you're getting an Arthur Award.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
What should I send you?
Oh, my. I didn't know it was an actual thing. I don't know, Stuart.
You live in Toronto. I've got a show this Christmas at Massey Hall. You could come to my Christmas show. Or I got a new CD out. I could send you that.
I come to the Christmas show every year, so certainly getting a ticket for that would be fabulous.
Do you want to bring Blueberry? I'll give you two tickets.
Can't I just smuggle Blueberry in?
Would you bring Blueberry to the concert?
I would have to check with the animal shelter, but I think that might be entirely possible, and we could have her skitter across the stage.
That would be so incredible.
It would be great fun to see her do so.
You can come to all of the shows. We've got a nighttime show on the 13th. We've got a matinee on the 14th and an evening show on the 14th. Come to them all. Blueberry, maybe we could get her adopted.
Well, I will certainly mark the date on my calendar.
Okay, the 13th and 14th of December, Massey Hall, Toronto. You,
right.
Me, and the rabbit. Oh, this is too much. Andy?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Andy Blau of Toronto, Ontario. If you just tuned in and you're wondering what the heck's going on, we're handing out our Vinyl Cafe Arthur Awards today on the show. Our next nomination comes in from James Ayers of Edmonton, Alberta. James enclosed a newspaper clipping with his letter. "Here's a story I thought you'd appreciate," he wrote. The article was written by Todd Babiak of the Edmonton Journal, and it's a story about two Edmonton eateries, the Sugar Bowl and the High Level Diner. If you live in Edmonton, you may have heard this story, but it sure bears retelling. These restaurants share a building at the corner of 109th Street and 88th Avenue. They've been there for over 25 years. Patrick Turner has owned that building and therefore been both restaurants' landlords since they opened in the early 80s. Well, one day last summer, a developer came to Mr. Turner and offered him $1 million for the building that he owns. The developer had no interest in running the restaurants. He wanted to tear the building down and put up a condo. Mr. Turner knew how much that building meant to the community and to the staff of the restaurants, many of whom had been there for years. So after thinking about it for a while, 85-year-old Patrick Turner decided he would sell the high-level diner in the Sugar Bowl, but he'd sell it to the folks who worked in the restaurants. He sold it to them for less than half of what the developer offered him. Well, we thought that was pretty great, and we thought this guy deserved an award, so we're going to call him up right now and tell him.
Turner Realty.
Is that Patrick Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Turner, it's Stuart McLean speaking from CBC Radio.
Oh, yes.
I read about you in the Edmonton Journal with what you did with your building, your downtown building, with the Sugar Bowl restaurant and the high-level diner.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty terrific thing.
Well, it's only money.
I have a radio show called The Vinyl Cafe on CBC.
Oh, yeah.
And every year we give away awards to people who we think deserve them for whatever we think deserves an award. And they're called the Arthur Awards, and we want to give you one this year.
Oh, that's very nice.
Why did you do it, Mr. Turner?
Why did I do it?
Yeah, $500,000 is a lot of money.
Well, I'm not broke. I've done very well in the real estate business, and I have other apartment blocks that I rent. So I have no need of the funds. And these people that have been with me as tenants in that restaurant for, as I say, probably 20 years. Whenever I go to eat, that's the only place I go to eat. It was just a thing to do, and I just felt that they deserved that.
Did you ever do anything like that before?
I've done anything like that before?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very very easy on my tenants. I don't like to hurt anybody. I started out in this business with nothing. I didn't have anything when I was a kid, and now I'm in a position to give back. And whenever I get a chance, I do. And like I say, I bought it. I paid $100,000 for it when I bought it 20 years ago. And I had a hard time getting a tenant, but I finally got these young people. They were university students. They wanted to start a restaurant. So I said, well, I'll give it a shot. And they were there for, as I say, close to 20 years.
It's the same people?
The same people, yeah. Yeah.
They got lucky when they got you as a landlord.
Well, I guess that's true. That's true.
We know about this story. Tell me about some instances where you've helped people that we don't know about.
I was on a trip to Cuba, and I met a guy over there that wanted to come to Canada real bad, and I said, I'll see what I can do. He was a chef in Cuba. And he wanted to get out of there. So I went to the Canadian consulate and pulled a few strings and greased a few palms, and it cost me about $1,000. I got him to Canada. And I got him a job as a chef at the High Level Diner. And he's very happy.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to ask you whose palms you greased.
And, as a matter of fact, he had no place to live, so he's living in my office. There's a one of my offices is vacant, and he's turned it into a room. So that's a good feeling, too.
You are something else.
Well, I don't know about that. I just like helping people if I can.
Where'd you learn this?
I learned it from not ever getting very much help myself, and vowed that if I was ever in a position to be able to help other people financially or otherwise, I would do so.
Any advice to me?
To you?
Yeah.
Try investing some money in the real estate business. You can't lose.
No, you can't lose. Well, listen, Mr. Turner. We're coming to Edmonton with our show, and we're going to be doing, at Christmas time, we'll be doing a Vinyl Cafe show at the Jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
In December.
Yeah.
Would you like to come as my guest?
I'd love to, but I think my woman has got a made an appointment for us to be in Mexico at that time.
Well, let me ask, what date are we in? When are we in Edmonton? We're on the 7th of December. We're doing a matinee and evening show in Edmonton. Are you in?
Okay, well, we're not going till towards the end of December, so sure. I'd love to.
We'd love to have you there as our guest at the Jubilee.
Well, by all means, thank you very much.
If you'll just stay on the line, I'll have somebody, my producer, Jess Milton, will come and come on and talk to you and get arrange it for you.
Okay.
Thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this call.
Well, I really enjoyed it. You're an inspiration.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Patrick Turner of Edmonton, Alberta, and we send an Arthur Award out to Patrick today for saving a well-loved restaurant, well, two actually, in downtown Edmonton. A developer wanted to pay him $1 million for his building on the corner, and Mr. Turner decided to sell the building and the restaurants, therefore, to the folks who worked in them instead. You know what? I think we should call those guys too. Do we have a name of one of the owners? Check the newspaper article. I think the names are in the article. You got it? Kim who? Kim Franklin. Okay, let's give the diner a call and see if we can get Kim on the line and talk to Kim as well. Okay, you're dialing, right? Okay, I actually don't know if Kim works in the restaurant, but it's or if she does, whether she'll even be there, but it's worth a try. Have you got her? There we go. Okay, ringing.
Hello, Bugner. How can I help you?
Is Kim there? Kim Franklin there?
Oh, Kim Franklin's gone for the day.
Okay. You don't have... It's Stuart McLean from CBC Radio. You don't have her home phone number, do you?
No.
Would anybody there have her home phone number?
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
I'll let you talk to someone.
Looking for Kim. I hope she's not here. Let's talk about having her phone number.
Good evening, the Hannibal Diner. May I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm very well. It's Stuart McLean, and I'm phoning from CBC Radio.
Yes?
And I need to talk to Kim. I'm wondering if you have Kim's phone number at home.
I really apologize that we are not allowed to give out any, you know, staff home phone number.
Yeah. Could you phone Kim at home and tell her to phone me?
Okay, so just one moment. Please let me write out information over here a bit. All right. Hello there.
Yes. My phone number is 416.
416, yes.
205. 3905.
3905.
My name is Stuart McLean.
McLean. Okay.
CBC Radio.
CBC.
Radio.
Radio, okay. CBC Radio. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, what are we going to do here? Why don't we play one piece of music here, and we'll just see if we hear from Kim, and hopefully she'll give us a call, and if not, we'll just move on to the next award, okay? Can we do that? Okay, what's next up? The Foggy Hogtown Boys. These are the Foggy Hogtown Boys with Bear County Breakdown.
One, two, three.
Sorry to do that to the Foggy Hogtown boys, but we've got Kim Franklin on the line here. Kim's one of the owners of the High Level Diner. Now, she doesn't know why we're calling her here, and let's see if she can hear us. Kim, are you there?
Yes.
Kim, it's Stuart McLean speaking from CBC Radio.
Oh, hi, Stuart. Why are you calling?
Do you know my show?
It's the Vinyl Cafe, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. I'm phoning because I want to talk to somebody about Patrick Turner.
Yes?
We do a show once a year where we give awards out. We give out what we call the Arthur Awards for people who do good things that often go unrecognized. And we've given Patrick Turner an Arthur Award this year. I just spoke to him a moment ago.
Oh, great.
And I gave him – he got the award for what he did with you guys and your restaurant.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Oh, that is so great.
Can you tell? I spoke to him, but I don't feel like I really got to know him. He's a little shy and modest, I think. Maybe not shy, but modest.
Pat is just a really interesting fellow with a great big heart. Really part of the family. The only restaurant he ever went to visit, really, was the diner.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come a couple of nights a week, usually have the salmon, and sometimes come for lunch, have meetings for lunch. But loves the restaurant, loves the people in it, knows everybody, and knows their kids, and just a wonderful fellow.
Are you one of the original students then that started this place up?
I am indeed.
Huh.
Yep.
Why do you think he did it?
I think really we appeal to Pat's sense of family, and there's a sense of history there.
Mm.
There's a sense of a familiarity and hominess that I think is appealing to a great many people. And since you should know this because it's been very interesting since this has happened, first of all, we got a portrait painted of Pat that hangs above his favorite table.
Huh.
And whenever he comes in the restaurant, there's always people that come up to him and thank him. And he leaves crying, I'd say, more than half the times that he comes. It's very emotional for him. I think he's been overwhelmed with the response from so many people, regular customers, people that have lived in the neighborhood, people that have gone to the university and like the area, want to keep the area the way it is.
Nice story.
Yeah, it is a great story. And still every day, because we have the article hanging that was in the paper and Pat's portrait, and people read it, and so many people, I would say once a day, people go, that is so fantastic. You don't hear those kinds of stories anymore. He really does need to get the recognition because, you know, people think it's all about money, and it doesn't have to be.
Tell me about the diner a bit, Kim. Tell me about the restaurant.
Well, we're kind of an eclectic place. We started back in 1982. There was a group of us. None of us had any money. We were all young and foolish. And, you know, it was a place where it was comfortable, had interesting music. We make great cinnamon buns. We've won the best cinnamon bun in the city contest every time it's ever been run. We have kind of an international menu, lots of vegetarian items, but, you know, some ethnic things, some Mexican things. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
This is just one more reason for me to love Edmonton.
Edmonton is a really great city.
Edmonton is a wonderful city.
I don't realize how wonderful it is here.
Yeah, Edmonton has a bad. Everybody thinks, it's cold there, but Edmonton's a great city. There's just
it is
wonderful.
A great city.
I love White Avenue. I love some of the little places you got there. Yeah, a lot of great things to be said about Edmonton.
And there's a lot of great people here too.
Yeah, there are. You know, I think there's that European basis, which the Eastern European basis, I think, that started the thing off and gave it a very sophisticated feel. Kim, so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And thank you for thinking of Pat. How did you hear about it?
Somebody sent it in to us. We put out a call for nominations every year, and at any time in the year, people can send in their nominations. And somebody
Isn't
who lived in Edmonton
wonderful.
Sent it in to us. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Hey, Kim, next time I'm in town, I'll drop in and have me one of them cinnamon buns.
I'll buy you a bun.
I'd be happy to buy one myself.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice talking.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Kim Franklin, manager and now owner of the High Level Diner in Edmonton, Alberta. This is Edmonton's Colleen Brown. That was Colleen Brown from Edmonton, Alberta, and that was a song called Fantastic Feeling, and it's on Colleen's album, Foot in Heart. I'm Stuart McLean, and today on the show we're handing out the annual Vinyl Cafe Arthur Awards. And I have a nomination here that came in this summer from Pavlina Sudrich of Ottawa, Ontario. Dear Stuart, writes Pavlina, I am a fourth-year student at Carleton University. Leaving the small town I'm from in the Yukon to come to university didn't just mean leaving my family, it meant leaving my home and my identity behind. I had a hard time with that. I was lonely, empty, and depressed for 3 years. Then one day last fall, I met Jan, her son Hudson, and their dog Jesse in a park near my house. Former Yukoners themselves, we had much to talk about. The next thing I knew, I was coaching cross-country skiing with Jan, something I hadn't done since leaving the Yukon. There were morning skis with Jan, goofy afternoons with Hudson, and Sunday dinners with Al and the whole family to look forward to. That family was like a warm breeze that gently picked me up and put me back on my feet. They seamlessly embraced me as one of their own, and in so doing, they changed my life. This summer, I found myself happy, healthy, and looking forward to returning to Ottawa for my last year in school. I will never be able to thank them enough for that. Maybe you can help. Thank you. Pavlina Sudrich. Well, Pavlina, we're going to try. But before we contact Jan, I thought we'd call you. We're going to give Pavlina Sudrich a call right now to find out a little bit more about Jan, and we're trying to get her on the line right now.
Hello?
Is that Pavlina?
Speaking.
Pavlina, it's Stuart McLean speaking from CBC Radio.
Stuart! It's so good to hear from you.
Do you know why you're hearing from me?
It's about my nomination for the Arthurs.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
I'm delighted to talk to you. So listen, take me back 3 years before you met Jan and her family. You were in pretty rough shape.
Yeah. Well, it was really hard coming to Ottawa from the Yukon. Like, I was from a small town. Like, Whitehorse has got 25,000 people, and I was, you know, really involved in the community there with my ski club there. And then I came to Ottawa, and it was like small fish in a big sea, and it was pretty tough. I was pretty depressed.
Tell me a bit about the difference between Ottawa and Whitehorse.
Well, I mean, Whitehorse was where I was born and raised. They were the people that I had known since I was born, who knew me when I was little, before even I could remember it, and who were always there for me, who always smiled and asked me how I was doing and who I could talk to about, you know, anything and just feel welcome and part of something. And then coming to Ottawa, it was, if you're having a bad day, like, that's your own problem, and people aren't necessarily going to come up and talk to you about it or notice that you're having a bad day. And that was hard to get used to.
You spend a lot of time alone.
Mm-hmm. You really do. Yeah, it's incredibly lonely. It's an incredibly lonely change. Huh.
So what happened?
When I met Jan? Did I meet her?
How'd you meet her?
Well, I mean, I had really been trying, and the year before I had said, like, if things don't improve, I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was walking in this park, because I had gotten a dog the year before just because I was so miserable and lonely. And I saw this woman, and she came up to me, and I was wearing my Yukon Canada Games jacket, and she said, are you from the Yukon? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I am too. That was it, Stuart. Like, after that, it really just took on, like, a life of its own. Jan would call me, and she's, you know, I'm going out for a ski. Do you want to come? And of course I wanted to come. So I'd go out for a ski with her and her friend Sue, and we would chat, and we'd ski, and then, you know, we'd go out after, and then she'd call, you don't want to come over for tea? Yeah, I'd love to come over for tea. And then Al, her husband, was like, well, why are we inviting her over for Sunday dinners? And Sunday dinners are, like, one of my favorite things here, Stuart, because I get to go and be with a family. Mm-hmm. I get to sit around the table with a mom and a dad and a kid.
Suddenly you had a place where you belonged.
Yep.
And that was huge.
It was so huge.
How did it make you feel?
Just like I had a family again, you know? Like I was part of something, and people who were outside of this little university world, outside of this cold world of being busy all the time, they made a space for me.
What would have happened to you if you didn't find them or they didn't find you?
I would be so miserable, Stuart. I would have... Just give me a second, Stuart. Like, I was really unhappy.
Mm. Having a neighborhood, a community, a place where you belong, a safe place, is so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a place that you can come home from and relax in and talk about and laugh in. It's what everybody needs.
Does Jan know that you've nominated her for an Arthur Award?
No, she doesn't.
Could we phone her up right now?
I would love to phone her up.
Okay, let's do that. Do we have her? I wonder if we have her number. We have her number. We're gonna get her on the line right now, and maybe you should be the one that tells her what we're doing.
Okay.
I'll say hi, then I'll tell her that you're on the line.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, breathe in deep. Here we go.
Hello?
Jan?
Yeah.
It's Stuart McLean speaking from CBC Radio. The vinyl...
Oh, yeah.
The Vinyl Cafe. Do you know my show?
Yeah.
Have you got a minute?
Yeah.
I'm phoning because somebody sent me a letter about you. We're doing our annual Arthur Award show here, and you've been nominated for an Arthur Award.
No.
Yeah. Pavlina Sudrich nominated you for an award.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm quite taken.
Well, she's on the line with us right now.
I wanted to say thank you in a way that wouldn't be forgotten because...
Well, you've done it.
Because, Jan, what you did for me is something that will never be forgotten.
Well, Pav, you're just an absolute treasure, and you certainly made an impression on our lives.
You're not supposed to be thanking me, Jan. And I guess, I mean, I'd love to say it to you. That day we met in Al Park is a day I think about a lot because it meant so much to me that you saw me there and we chatted. And, yeah, we were from the same place, but you went above and beyond meeting a fellow UConner. You took me into your family. And it's just such a wonderful, loving family that I just feel so happy and blessed that I could be part of it. And you just embraced me, Jan. You just took me in, and you went for skis with me, and you chatted with me, and dinners with you guys are just amazing. And I love you all so much.
Oh, well, you know what? You're easy to be good to. You're truly easy to be good to.
But, Jan, I mean, your family really was the difference for me, and I just wish there were more people in the world like you. I really do.
Well, good things come to good people. Absolutely. Good things come to good people.
And that's why I had to nominate you for an Arthur.
Well, Stuart, I certainly know of the Arthur Awards. We were going to see another fellow UConner in Pembroke to go spend Thanksgiving with, and it's a wonderful thing you do.
It's a privilege sometimes. It was lovely to bring you two together like this today.
Yeah.
And Jan, you know that we always give a prize out to our Arthur Award winners, and I just wondered if you guys would like to, or if you'd like to bring your family to our our Christmas show at the National Arts Center in December.
Yes.
Would that be good?
It would be wonderful.
So how many tickets is that? How many would come in the family?
Well, can we bring Tav?
Oh, of course.
Okay. So there's four. There's four of us with Tav.
Okay, great. Well, we'll do it. We'll bring you all together, and maybe you can. Maybe we'll give you a shout out from the stage.
That'd be brilliant. Hey, Jan, before we go, yeah, can I bike over and give you a hug?
Yeah,
that'll be right
great.
Over.
Aw. I think she hung
Thanks
up.
Thanks ever so much.
It's my thank you. That's lovely. So I look forward to meeting you both in December.
That's brilliant.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Jan, bye-bye.
Bye.
Pavlina?
Yep.
Bye.
See you in a
bye,
Stuart.
Bye.
See you in a few, Pav. I'll see you in a couple minutes, Jan.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
That was Pavlina Sudrich and her friend Jan Downing in Ottawa. And that wraps up the 2008 Arthur Awards show. Thanks to everyone who wrote in and nominated people for an award. And now that the 2008 Vinyl Cafe Arthur Awards are complete, we can officially open up nominations for the 2009 Arthur Awards. If you have someone you think deserves an award, nominate them for next year's Arthur Awards. You can send your nominations to the Arthurs at cbc.ca. The Arthurs at cbc.ca. And if you don't have a pen with you right now, you just go to the Vinyl Cafe website. You can find the Vinyl Cafe on the web at vinylcafe.com. All the information about the Arthurs is listed there. And while you're at the site, check out our list of tour dates. We're back on the road again this week in Ontario, Quebec, and the United States. We're starting things off this week in my hometown at the St. Denis Theatre in Montreal, Quebec. After that, we head into Ontario to Huntsville, North Bay, Sudbury, and Chatham. And then we end off the fall tour in Mount Clemens, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Cleveland, Ohio. Details about all of these dates are listed on the website. You'll also see a list of all our Christmas tour dates there. That tour will take us to places like Vancouver, Victoria, Calgary, Banff, Edmonton, Regina, Ottawa, Barrie, Toronto, London, Hamilton, Kitchener, and for the first time ever, to Ogdensburg, New York. That's in December. We'll be right back here on the radio next week with a brand new Dave and Morley story. Thanks this week to Todd Faraci and Sweeney for the technical assistance. David Amer is the founding producer of the Vinyl Cafe. Louise Curtis is the production assistant. Julie Penner is the music producer. Meg Masters is the long-suffering story editor. The Vinyl Cafe is produced by Jess Milton. I'm Stuart McLean. So long for now.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.